Section 1, Real Estate Day Trading, a new way to make big money buying and selling houses the same day. Chapter 1, Click a Mouse, Sell a House. Real Estate Day Trading is the easiest and fastest way to make $90,000 a year or more while keeping your job, if you want to. You can forget all of the house flipping TV shows you have seen. On those shows, they buy, rehab, and retail a house in about 30 minutes. This isn't the real world. In the flipping business, there are so many unknowns and so much that can go wrong. You can even get stuck with a house you can't sell. They say the three most important things in real estate are location, location, location. Well, I'm going to show you a world where all you need to focus on are the two most important things: close the deal and get the money. By the way, there are three most important things in real estate, but they are make offers, make offers, make offers, as you will soon see. Technology-based real estate day trading is a whole new way to do real estate, which is only possible because of the internet, email, mobile phones, mobile apps, and other technologies. I can look online and see dozens of pictures of houses for sale in my nearby city of Charlotte, North Carolina, or all the way up to Medford, Oregon. I've actually day traded houses in 12 states so far over the internet without ever seeing the house or leaving my office. So far, my team has bought and sold houses in North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Michigan, Georgia, Indiana, Texas, and Tennessee. One of the ways I communicate with buyers and sellers is using my websites. I have sites to generate seller leads, buyer leads, private money leads, and much more. Visitors use my websites to get information, tell me about a house they want to sell, look at and buy houses that I have for sale, loan private money, and much, much more. The websites also contains links to contracts and full instructions so they can make offers without me being involved. I've set up my websites to send out emails from me automatically on a regular basis to keep in touch with my buyers and sellers. You can check out my day trading site at www.investorsrehab.com and get on my buyers list. And you can submit a property to me at www.larrybuyshouses.com. You can also see the site I use to sell houses with seller financing and lease options at www.neighborhoodhousinggroup.org. We also offer these sites for our students as well. I use the internet and email for social networking with investors, online user groups, and online classifieds. Sites like Google, Craigslist, Facebook, and eBay also play a role in my real estate day trading business. The way I do real estate is really virtual investing. No more driving from house to house, rehabbing or dealing with mortgages, taxes, insurance, or tenants. Just a clean buy-sell transaction in one day with a quick $5,000 or more paycheck, and no bricks and mortar encumbrances to deal with afterward. It's a lot like day trading stocks. You're in and out by the end of the day, and you are $5,000 or more richer. But actually, I don't do hardly any of it. For when I use the word I mean we. I mean my company and my system. I am personally only a very small part of my real estate day trading system. It is actually my system that does all of these things for me. Real estate day trading makes failure a thing of the past. The biggest reason people fail in real estate is because they are alone. At work, there are other people around. You don't have to do everything by yourself. But in real estate, it's different. When people start out in real estate, they have a high level of excitement. They hear stories about the success many people are having in real estate. These stories make it all sound so easy. You go to a seminar or watch a webinar and see people that brag about how much money they're making in real estate. Bottom line is, you start out with enthusiasm and no knowledge. After about 6 months, you have some knowledge, but the enthusiasm is gone. That's one reason I recommend having a coach or mentor to keep you accountable and on track. It's also why I read books like Rhinoceros Success on a regular basis. Click a mouse, sell a house, small problems appear large through novice eyes. Actually, it only seems that way because novice real estate investors lack knowledge. Everything looks daunting at first. Problems like making offers that are nothing to a real estate veteran seem impossible to the newbie. Most newbies find it hard to make offers on houses. Their heads are filled with doubts and fears. They wonder if they are making a mistake and offering too much. They're afraid the seller or realtor will see through them and not believe they are for real. They are afraid their offer will be rejected, and they are even more afraid that their offer will be accepted. The biggest fear is getting stuck with a house they paid too much for and will never be able to sell. Or worse yet, they cannot close on an accepted offer. To the experienced real estate day trader, making offers is just a routine task they do every day. They know exactly what to do and how much to offer. It's no big deal. Later in this book, I'll explain how you can do this with complete confidence, safety, and zero risk. Finding a buyer is another big problem for most novices. They are so afraid nobody will ever buy their house. The truth is the exact opposite. Buyers are desperate to find good houses to invest in. Later, I'll show you how to find the kind of houses that buyers desperately want to buy and how to buy them at deep discounts. Then, buyers will line up to buy your houses from you. To me, buyers are never a problem. As you'll see, I've had buyers fighting each other to buy houses from me. Closings are also scary for most beginners. It seems so intimidating to close a real estate deal. With all of the complicated paperwork and formalities, it does seem daunting, but it's really not. Once you've been through it a few times, it's a piece of cake. More important, once you have a few competent professionals on your team, including an attorney or title company, you don't even need to be involved in closings. Let the professionals handle all the details. That's their job, and they're much better at it than you or me anyway. Funding is also a big problem in most people's minds. But when you're day trading, you don't really have to know about mortgages, bankers, brokers, or underwriters. You don't need long-term debt because you're not investing in the house long-term. I close many of my deals without any money at all out of my pocket, except for a small deposit or option fee. If you need some funds to close, as I'll explain, it's easy to use your own lines of credit or find private day funders to let you use some of their money to close a deal. They give you the money in the morning and they get it back in the evening or next day with a fee. It's a no-brainer. Later, I'll show you how. Another big mistake that beginners make is getting involved in complicated forms of real estate investing. They have heard about somebody making big money in luxury homes, so they start chasing luxury houses. They soon discover how treacherous it is and find themselves in way over their heads. The luxury house market is tricky and best left to experienced investors. It's not a good place for beginners to start. Some people get enamored with multifamily houses, apartments, or commercial real estate. Sure, many real estate moguls have built fortunes in these markets, but it's much too complex for someone who's just starting out part-time. I venture to say that most investors buying commercial and multifamily started with a single-family house. Another problem is delayed gratification. It took Donald Trump about 3 years to complete his first commercial deal, buying a huge property on New York's west side from the bankrupt Penn Central Railroad. Donald Trump had the guts and years of previous experience to see it through. And now he can even add U.S. president to his resume. But we are not a Donald Trump, especially in the beginning. We need to see some tangible results a lot faster than that. Even investing in fixer-uppers to rehab and flip or rent is a long, complicated process fraught with dangers that can take up to a year or more to complete and sell. There's a lot to know, a lot to understand, and a lot of pitfalls and surprises that could haunt you along the way. Real estate day trading is nothing like this. It's fast, there's minimal risk, and it's simple and uncomplicated. It's find it, flip it, and forget it. Real estate day trading is a confidence builder. With real estate day trading, you're in and out in one day, and virtually no risk and no unpleasant surprises. You don't need to know as much. It's also less time consuming. You can do it all using the internet, email, and a phone. You don't have to look at properties because it's all done by the numbers. You have no tenants, mortgages, maintenance, taxes, or insurance. You don't have to worry about tenants not paying, destroying your property, or frantic phone calls in the middle of the night. As I'll show you, real estate day trading is the simplest and least complicated form of real estate there is. It's the kind of real estate business that you can systematize and bring in others to run for you. That's exactly what I have done. I'll show you how to do this too. It's a perfect business for beginners who just want to do real estate part-time while they keep their jobs. You can use this system for part-time income, as a business to build your wealth, or just to buy a house to live in at below market prices. Real estate day trading is a real confidence builder because you get small victories fast. After you read this book, you'll be able to do your first deal in 90 days or less. I've hired people with no experience and trade them to day trade houses for my company. Using my system, some were able to close their first deal in as soon as 5 weeks. Follow the directions in this book and you'll be able to do the same thing. Make $90,000 a year or more while keeping your present job, if you want. I'll show you how to find houses that you can make money on and explain how to make offers on them. I'll show you how to find lots of motivated buyers who will immediately buy houses from you. I'll teach you how to make $5,000 or more on each deal. I'll show you how to turn this whole process into something that you can systematize and automate. After that, it's just a numbers game. The more offers you make, the more money you'll make. It's that simple. Let's look at the numbers. If you make 10 offers a week, every single week, you'll be making 40 offers a month. Of the 40 offers you make, you should be able to sign about 6 contracts every month. Some months it will be more, some months it will be less, but 6 contracts is a reliable estimate if you make 40 offers. That's 6 potential deals and 6 potential $5,000 paydays. But not all of these deals will close. Don't worry too much about any one deal. Remember, it's just a numbers game. If you get 6 contracts a month, you'll probably actually close 1 or 2 deals a month, maybe more. That averages out to roughly 1.5 deals per month. If you close 1.5 deals a month, you'll make $90,000 a year. And that is assuming you only make the minimum of $5,000 on each deal. So it could be a lot more. It's not hard to make 10 offers a week. You can make 1 offer a night and 5 on Saturday. How much time do you think it would take? Not very much, especially if you use my streamlined system to enable you to work smarter rather than harder. Now, I know that there are a lot of things that will affect the amount of offers you get accepted. The number you get accepted will depend on your negotiating skills, the market conditions, the amount of inventory available, and how you present your offers. So just keep this in mind. If you are in a competitive market, you may have to make twice the amount of offers or more to get a deal or two. I have no way of knowing. This is something you will have to figure out over time. However, 40 offers is a good base to start from. The key is, as I mentioned before, is to do the most productive work in the shortest amount of time. In the following chapters, I'll teach you how to use part-time helpers, answering services, call capture services, autoresponders, websites, CRM, and many other time savers to reduce the amount of time you have to spend on non-essential tasks. This will free you to concentrate your time on doing one job that is the most important, making offers. Now that you know what to do, set your goals and don't let anyone or anything stop you. As Donald Trump says, never ever give up. Just commit to make at least 10 offers a week minimum, and you should make at least $7,500 a month. That's a nice part-time income. At the end of 1 year, you'll be $90,000 or more richer. Let's go for it.